Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons. I am the founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, which is a mergers and acquisitions advisory firm, where we've been bringing buyers and sellers together since 1985. One of the services that we provide is a sell-side service, which means we represent business owners who are interested in selling their business. Now, that sounds like a big issue, and it's something that's very important. And when we meet with business owners, the first thing I do is say, how many years have you been in business? How old are you? Why do you want to sell? What does retirement mean to you? And is this the correct time to sell? And it's funny, we found over the last 25 years that we've been in business that a lot of business owners that come to us with a symptom. And the symptom is maybe they've lost a big account, maybe they've lost a salesperson, maybe they've got some problem with their bank. But that symptom doesn't necessarily mean that you're ready to sell your business. So we sit down and we talk about retirement planning. What does retirement mean to you? Financial planning. How much money do you need in retirement to successfully get through that retirement so that you can do the things that you want to do? And have you dealt with your legacy issues? Have you talked with your family? Have you talked to your spouse and your children? What is it you'd like to do for your children, for your grandchildren? And is this the right time to sell? Once we've gotten through all of those things, half the time we find that they're not ready to sell. The business owner might not be ready to sell, and we go back to work and we fix the symptoms that brought them in the first place. While we're doing that, we deal with the trust and estate issues, get them to a trust and estate's attorney, sit down and talk about those issues and try to manage the death tax or estate tax that we all may have to pay someday. And then we start talking about, what does retirement mean to you? Are you going to go golfing? Are you going to go fishing? Are you going to travel the world? How many houses do you have to support? How much money do you need? And then we try to get them to sit down with a financial planner and try to determine, how much do I have in liquid assets to produce the amount of money necessary so that I can navigate retirement in a successful fashion? Once we've done that, then we take a look at the business and we talk about, how do you prepare your business for sale? How can you improve its enterprise value? And we start with the obvious place. We take a look at the financial statements, because every buyer is going to want to say they're going to want to determine enterprise value based on prior performance. And then they'll moderate that, whatever value they come up with, by the intangibles that might be involved in the deal, which could be copyrights, patents, trademarks, could be some processes, could be anything of a proprietary nature that you've developed during the course of your ownership of the business. And then when we're preparing the business for sale, we want to take a look at the management team. Because if a buyer comes in and they take a look at a business owner who wants to sell the business, and he's doing it all, wearing every hat. If you're the salesman, if you're the accountant, if you're the collector, if you're the guy running the back office, if you're doing all the jobs yourself and we remove you from the picture, a buyer is going to think that's a high-risk transaction, because if you're gone, what happens to the business? But if years before you're going to sell that business, you plan for that transition. You empower a manager and train a management team to take over those duties. You have a CFO doing the accounting. You got a COO running the back room. You got a CEO running the whole operation. Then a buyer thinks that that might be lower risk, because he can step into your shoes and your management team will be running the business without skipping a beat. Then they take a look at the systems and procedures. They take a look at the real estate. Sometimes things as simple as cleaning out old equipment, painting the place up, sweeping it up, make sure your safety procedures are in place, your job descriptions are in place, your organizational structure is in place, so that a buyer can understand it, so that your people understand it. It's all going to moderate the risk a potential buyer will see in your business. The next step is to put together the team. as a broker, as a mergers and acquisitions specialist, what we do is we facilitate the entire transaction. But as we've said, the next most important person is the wealth manager, because they're going to be with you today, they're going to be with you during the sale, they're going to be with you after the sale to help you navigate retirement. So they need to be on the team. The trust and estates attorney, once you have a will or a trust or those issues taken care of, you should have annual checkups, and as your financial position changes, you should be checking with your trust and estates attorney to make sure that the things that you want to have happen, if you're hit by the bus, do happen. And then the next two really critical members of the team are going to be the CPA, so that we can manage the tax structure of the deal, and the transaction attorney, so that when we do those documents, they match the deal that we've negotiated, and they prevent you from having to come back in later, post-sale, in case something went wrong. Then the process is one that involves marketing your business. And one of the things that we always hear from our clients is, I want you to sell my business. I want you to get the most money you can for it, but don't tell anybody it's for sale, because you don't want to scare your employees. You don't want to scare your customers. You don't want to scare your vendors. You don't want anybody to know it's for sale, but still you want to go through this in a confidential manner. We can do that. We do that by using a teaser that just describes the business in general without giving enough information so they can figure out who's for sale. And we back that up with a complete sales information package that includes all the financials. It includes a description of the business, a description of the assets being sold, and as much information as we can, so that if a buyer's sitting halfway across the country, by the time they read that sales information package, they've got a pretty good idea of what your business is, who you sell to, what you sell, and what you do. And then, of course, managing confidentiality is critical. And what we do is we prepare a teaser. We send that out to as many folks as possible, private equity firms, strategic buyers. When they come back to us, we turn our guns on them and we say, okay, who are you? What business are you in? How long have you been in business? Do you have a banking relationship that we can talk to? Can we verify that you have the funds to do a deal? And once we determine that we've got a good qualified buyer, if the seller then approves of them, then we have that buyer sign a confidentiality agreement, and then we move forward and provide the sales information. So there's a whole marketing process, the confidentiality process, build that sales book, and then deal with the buyers. And the buyers can be individuals or families, they can be private equity or venture capital funds, and they can be industry players. Now, once we've done that marketing and we've got a number of people looking at it, then we can entertain the letters of intent, the offers for the business. Hopefully, at the beginning of the process, we've included in the team the transaction attorney and the CPA so that we know how to structure it in terms of whether it's an asset sale or a stock sale. And there's a big difference in the amount of tax you might pay depending on the structure. So we need them involved so that we can analyze the offers, choose the correct offer for tax structure and so forth. And then once we pick the correct offer, then you move on to the purchase agreement. And this is the point where the transaction attorney takes control of the process and starts working through everything that needs to be transferred. And as you can imagine, selling a business and closing a deal is kind of complicated, because you probably have furniture, fixture, equipment, vehicles. You might have some real estate involved. You might have some tangible and intangible assets. All of those assets need to be transferred, and most of those assets take a separate document, and the transaction attorney gets very closely involved in the process at this point and usually takes the lead. And we, as a business broker, will help facilitate. We'll find vehicle titles. We'll chase down documents. We'll do whatever we have to do. We're there from the beginning of the deal to the end of the deal as a facilitator. We're there with you at the closing. That's how we practice at Phelan Partners Limited. So if you or anyone you know is interested in thinking, planning, or preparing for the sale of a business, please talk to us early, because the earlier we can be involved in the transaction, in the discussion, the more impact we can make on the structure and the value of the business, and at how much money is left at the end of the day. So if you're interested in selling, you're interested in learning more, please contact us at Phelan Partners Limited.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.